This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for listening this afternoon as we spend this time covering a variety of topics of interest to the Umpqua Valley. And this one should get the attention of a lot of folks this afternoon. Sometimes things are sort of headed in a certain direction, but you don't necessarily notice it unless you are really paying attention. Matt Hill of the Douglas Timber Operators. There we go. I've got too many words in front of me. Executive Director, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Glad to be here, Kyle. Thanks.
Well, you made a post over the weekend or late on Friday regarding what appeared to be a direction from the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife regarding the Rock Creek Fish Hatchery. And I guess kind of give us the basics to begin.
So, yeah, the Umpqua Fisheries Enhancement Derby issued a statement in response to what it learned about ODFW's plans. We uncovered, language in their proposed budget before the state legislature that proposes to terminate Rock Creek Hatchery as a budget-saving measure in the next biennium.
And where are we at in the process here in terms of, I would imagine that now the state budget, they would be adopting the new budget prior to July 1st, right?
I believe, I think this is for the 2025 to 2027.
They work off
the budget
calendar
process.
Year, okay.
It's a little different from the federal budget, which begins October 1st for the fiscal year. I think it's a discussion point. It's one that's certainly very troubling to me as a supporter of Rock Creek Hatchery. But what's more troubling to me is just kind of the process foul that appears to have happened and that it caught everyone in this community totally off guard.
How did you find out about it?
Part of my job is reading the fine print and a lot of bills, and this was in the fine print. And it was in a document that was had an appendix that was submitted for the Oregon Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting, which was held last Friday. I was surprised. I had to read it several times. I bounced it by other people to confirm that it said what I thought it said. And it appears to have caught the Oregon Fish and Wildlife Commission off guard as well. And I know that they asked a lot of questions to ODFW during their commission meeting last week.
And do they make a decision at that point, or is this still a discussion topic?
It's a multi-phase process. The Oregon Fish and Wildlife Commission approved the proposed budget to be advanced to the legislature, which ultimately has, holds the purse strings on agency spending. The Fish and Wildlife Commission instructed ODFW to include information in a memo to the legislature detailing, more information about Rock Creek and the significance of the hatchery. And I don't think that they were intending to have it be a signed, sealed, and delivered deal to close Rock Creek and approving that budget. And I think they'd like the legislature to take another hard look at it.
Now, Rock Creek Fish Hatchery has been a big deal around here for many years. Of course, one of the victims of the Archie Creek fire in 2020. But let's go back to the front end, because as we've talked about before, you've got really kind of a special, unique connection to the hatchery.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back a while in my family and a while before that. The Oregon legislature first approved funding for a fish hatchery on the Umpqua in 1899. My ancestors built the predecessors to Rock Creek in 1900, 1901 on Steamboat Creek, and then Rock Creek itself, the first version was built in 1920, 1921. My ancestors were the superintendents of that hatchery and operated it. It's been moved a couple times. It's been closed and rebuilt. So if it were to be rebuilt again, it'd really be about the fifth version of that hatchery.
So obviously a big connection there. Talk about, and maybe for people that don't follow fisheries particularly, the significance of what takes place at the hatchery when it was open.
Yeah, it's bounced around in its mission a little bit between trout and salmon, and now trout and salmon and steelhead. It produces fish for release in the Umpqua Basin, summer steelhead for the North Umpqua, which is a subject of litigation ongoing, winter steelhead for the South, Chinook, coho, rainbow trout. I think around a million smolt a year get produced there for release in the Umpqua Basin. So if you're fishing, you know, the North Umpqua, South Umpqua, you're fishing for fish that were born and raised at Rock Creek and released into the Tar Rivers here.
Now, if the impacts, what do you see if this ultimately goes through? And I looked at this document briefly, but of course, a reduction in staff positions and the idea, in fact, not just Rock Creek, but also Salmon River Hatchery closing as well. And then looks like the agency believes that they can do sufficient production of fish at some of the remaining hatcheries. What's your take on that?
Well, I don't know how to take it because the agency really hasn't provided much of an explanation to the public about what its plans are since the hatchery was largely destroyed in the Archie Creek fire in 2020. The public has not been given a lot of information about the agency's decision-making process. In 2020, 2021, ODFW personnel were telling the public that the hatchery would be rebuilt as soon as the debris was cleared. That story changed in 2022 when I would say that the answer to the question of reconstruction started getting slow-walked significantly. ODFW personnel said that they had to look at insurance issues. They had to look at opposition from anti-hatchery groups, and they didn't want to waste money. They want to look at climate resilience. They're looking at moving production to other hatcheries, such as Coal Rivers, which is a federal hatchery on the Rogue River, which has its own problems. It ran on a diesel generator for the better part of 2 years and didn't have landline power. So, you know, each hatchery has its own challenges that it has to overcome. My issue here is that I would like more information to the public from ODFW about what its plans are. And if it plans to close Rock Creek, if it has made that decision, you know, at a staff level, what is the plan for moving production? Does it all go to Coal Rivers? Is there some other plan? Because the public really hasn't been given anything to comment on. Meanwhile, the state legislature last year appropriated $1 million to ODFW to hire a contractor to do a statewide assessment of state-run hatcheries to look at their climate resilience and ability to produce fish into the future. From a public standpoint, that process hasn't even started, yet ODFW has already said they want to close Rock Creek. So I have serious questions about whether or not ODFW is giving Rock Creek an objective analysis in this process or if it's already a foregone conclusion.
So what kind of reaction have you heard from others about this so far?
Pretty strong. People love Rock Creek Hatchery. Anyone who has lived here prior to the Archie Creek fire, you go up the North Umpqua, it's a great place to stop. You throw, you know, a nickel in the machine, buy some fish food, throw it in the pond. You learn about fish production, the Umpqua Fisheries Enhancement Derby. We take kids, students up there every year to learn about fish production, habitat, stream enhancement. The only building that survived at Rock Creek is one built by the Derby and supporters of the Derby, the Rock Ed Building. It's an educational building designed for public use. So people love Rock Creek Hatchery. I mean, back in the 50s and 60s, people who lived in Glide would go up there and have picnics and clip adipose fins. I mean, it's always been part of our community, our broader community. And that's why it's really disturbing that this decision-making process seems to be made largely behind closed doors.
Have you had the opportunity to talk to any lawmakers, any members of the legislature about it?
Yep, I've reached out to our local state reps and senator. They're aware, they're concerned, they're looking into it. And I think if anyone can ask the right questions of the agency, it's them.
All right, we're going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Matt Hill, Douglas Timber Operators Executive Director of the NWA Podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming at 1. True Wealth Radio at 4 o'clock. And on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County, Joseph Ziegler and others involved in an effort to get a mural back onto the campus at Douglas High School. We've talked about this before, and now they've hit a snag. We're going to update you on the project on tomorrow's program. Matt Hill, Executive Director of the Douglas Timber Operators, on with us now, talking about the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife and what appears to be, would you call it a direction shift, maybe?
That would be one way to describe it. It certainly came out of left field. There hasn't been any discussion with the public and the agency about options at Rock Creek. And I understand there's a lot of variables. They've got changing ecological circumstances up there with the fire and water supply and quality. They've got presumably outstanding insurance claims, and they may or may not know how much money they're getting from insurance. There's FEMA money that may or may not be available from the federal government to rebuild. But what I would like, and what we have asked for, and what I've testified in front of the Oregon Fish and Wildlife Commission about, is put all of that on the table and have a discussion with the public about what options there are about Rock Creek, not just slip it into the budget that we're going to close it. And what I personally would like to see is a modern hatchery up there. It doesn't have to produce all the fish that it produced before. But it should specialize on fish born and bred in the Umpqua Basin for the Umpqua Basin. And technology is changing. Our scientific understanding of hatchery fish and their behavior is changing. So I want Rock Creek Hatchery to reflect all that. So it doesn't have to be the same hatchery, but it can be better and more modern. We just need to know what the parameters are. I just hope that the decision about Rock Creek isn't ultimately a political one, that is between people who are radically anti-hatchery fish and those who aren't.
Now, is there a potential for help from the federal level? Because I would imagine the cost of this is pretty significant.
My understanding is limited. Again, it's limited to what I've heard ODFW say publicly. But I do believe that there is some FEMA assistance that is available if they rebuild at that site. The insurance money from their own insurance policy, I think, is probably more flexible if they want to do something offsite. I believe that the state has expressed an interest in filing a lawsuit against Pacific Power for damages from the Archie Creek fire. There's a lot of potential revenue streams that may or may not have strings attached to it in terms of the feds actually coming in and rebuilding it, as a federal hatchery. I don't think that's viable. Coal Rivers, which is on the Rogue River, is a U.S. Army Corps of Engineers hatchery that's a mitigation hatchery for the Lost Creek Reservoir project up there. So we don't have the same federal mitigation issues on the North Umpqua.
So do you feel like this is almost appearing like something that kind of got slipped in, and it's going to be quite a ways through the process before anybody other than maybe you and a few other folks actually read all the fine print?
I'm glad I stumbled across it. I wish there was more of a deliberative process, a collaborative process with this community. I know that the local ODFW staff understands the importance of Rock Creek Hatchery and understands the importance this community places on it. I absolutely have no fault to lay at their feet. I think this is a larger bureaucratic decision based in Salem. And that is my ask of the agency, is to engage this community and get a better understanding of how people feel about the hatchery and hatchery production up there. They did this with the summer steelhead question. Unfortunately, that has had to go to litigation, but at least they attempted to get a sense of public feeling on that issue.
Now, as I was just looking at the document here, as it talks about the 2025 to 27 budget, so under that biennium, we were about 6 months out, and presumably they would want to get this adopted not just at the last minute. Is any idea if there's potential for the public to weigh in on this at all?
Presumably, there would be, at the very least, appropriations hearings in Salem, in the state legislature, where the public could submit written testimony or appear in public. I presume that there'll be petitions online to state legislators in support of reconstructing Rock Creek. Certainly, people are free to call their state reps and senators. I know that Douglas County has been very involved in Rock Creek Hatchery and supportive of the hatchery, supportive of everything that's going on up there. So, and the county also has a relationship with ODFW and the hatchery up there because ODFW produces mitigation fish for the county's Galesville Reservoir Project. So Douglas County certainly has an interest in Rock Creek's success.
You have probably more than just about anybody really followed kind of the post-Archie Creek situation. If you were to go out to the hatchery area right now, what do things look like?
Well, first of all, you can't go to the hatchery because it's been closed to the public since the fire, unfortunately, even though we do have a standing functional public education building there that the Derby and its supporters built for the public. That being said, if you go to the fence line, you can look down, the concrete, some of the steel is still there. They have raceways. Rock Creek Hatchery is functioning as a collection and acclimation site, but all the actual hatchery fish production is done offsite now. You're surrounded. The site has been cleared. The lands immediately around the site has been cleared of dead wood, but you're still surrounded by 100,000 acres of dead wood around that. So, homes have been rebuilt, but nothing's happened at Rock Creek.
So kind of like a scene out of a movie almost.
Yeah, it's kind of post-apocalyptic for sure. And it does not look like it looked like before the fire.
Wow. And as we've talked about in past interviews, not just for the hatchery, but for the rest of the area, it's a long walk out of recovery, and maybe we're really learning it now because we've been in it for a few years, that this is a long-term recovery, unlike sometimes you see a storm or you hear about something somewhere else and you figure out a couple weeks later everything's probably fine.
That's a very good way to put it. We continue to struggle with some of the long-term impacts of fire, not just Archie Creek, but repeated fires on the Umpqua. Very soon, DTO is going to be releasing some data and maps about what it has looked like over the last 30 years up there. But basically, half our federal forests have burned up in the North Umpqua Basin, Umpqua National Forest area. Many of those forests have burned multiple times, and many of those are not coming back as forests. They're coming back as shrubs and hardwoods, and it's not Doug fir, sugar pine, ponderosa. It is not a forest. And so, forests like fish, we're having these bigger existential questions of, we can fight the old fights over logging or not logging or hatchery versus non-hatchery. But really the question with fires and climate change and other external factors is, do we want forests at all? Do we want fish at all in the rivers? Or do we just want to let nature, whatever you want to consider that to be, take her course, no matter the consequences? And I think that those are the new definitions of where this discussion should be, because if we do not intervene with hatchery production, we're not going to have fish in the rivers. And if we do not engage in active forest management, we are not going to have forests to enjoy. And that's very concerning and is really a challenge to our notion of conservation in this area.
As we wrap up here, what would you suggest people do if they've got some concerns in this area?
Reach out to your state reps and senators and ask them to look into it. Ultimately, they will make the decision on how to fund hatcheries and which ones to fund.
Matt Hill is executive director of the Douglas Timber Operators. We'll continue to follow this topic. Matt, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.